This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Eric Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can call the audio con line at 734-331-0772. Okay. I just, like, 3 minutes ago, finished watching Jupiter Ascending from 2015. It stars Mila Kunis, Channing Tatum, Sean Bean, Eddie Redmayne, something like that. I haven't had an opportunity to go on IMDb. I haven't had an opportunity to really collect my thoughts. Other than to say that I really like the movie. You know, it... How can I put it? It was problematic in spots. How can I put it? maybe I should have written down some ideas. It seemed like it had enough ideas in there for probably two or three, possibly maybe even as many as four movies. Okay. And instead of taking the time to develop, you know, these four different movies, they put some of the best ideas all in one, you know. So there were times where they would introduce things that really didn't have a lot to do with moving the overall plot. But on its own, as an idea, it worked, you know. I heard so many bad things about this movie, and I'm looking for the bad. And like I said, I had a problem with the ending. And I sort of had a problem with Mila Kunis's character. For those of you who don't know, this is a movie about a woman named Jupiter Jones, who finds out that she is royalty for a... for an intergalactic, or definitely an interplanetary family. You know, she's like royalty. Yeah. She gets caught up in a lot of family drama, of course. But anyway, the problem I had with her is that she didn't really do much. You know, there were just so many things that happened to her that it was kind of a bummer, because I wanted the character to be a little bit more kick-ass than they chose to make her, you know. And the ending, like I said, the ending's just not, it's definitely not one that I would have written. Channing Tatum, however, made up for her lack of ass-kickiness with his own brand. And I've seen a bunch of other movies, but I cannot remember him being in a movie where he, hold on one quick second so that you guys don't have to hear that. All right. I can't remember of him being in a movie where it seemed like he was running almost from the beginning to end. You know, there was like maybe 5 or 10 minutes in a farmhouse where things were moving slow. But other than that, if he was in a scene that lasted more than 2 minutes, he was running or shooting at something. You know, I mean, like I said, I liked it. I liked the movie. The special effects were really good. You know, the CGI, the few practical stunts that they actually did. I mean, it was an entertaining movie. You know, movie was like over 2 hours long, and I was entertained. So that should tell you something. A lot of people didn't like the movie. It had a very anti big business slant to it, you know, which is weird because I forgot who made this movie, but it was made by a major corporation, you know, so that part was kind of weird. But I don't know why people hated it so much, you know. I thought that everybody, with the exception of Eddie Redmayne, did a good job with what they were supposed to do, you know. And the only problem I have with him is, for some odd reason, somebody told him to whisper like 95% of his lines. So he was talking like this for most of the movie. And I was like, holy crap, if this guy doesn't open up his mouth, you know. And so if you haven't seen this movie, I would recommend it, right? It's not earth-shattering. This is not going to be like the next Star Wars, but it's definitely up there to me with John Carter. And I like John Carter. I think it gets a bad rap. And to tell you the truth, if somebody else could write it so they could keep the ideas focused, I would like to see the Wachowskis do a Flash Gordon movie starring Channing Tatum. I mean, like I said, I really liked it. I really, really did like it. Yeah. So anyway, let me know what you think of the movie. You can call 734-331-0772. And I'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks. I'm gonna go to